Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel launched strikes at Houthi targets in Yemen on Sunday after the Houthi militants fired missiles at Israel over the past 2 days, marking a fresh exchange in another front of the regional conflict. A separate Israeli attack on the city of Ain Dilib in southern Lebanon killed 24 people and wounded 29 others, according to a preliminary toll Lebanon's health ministry said in a statement. Iran has vowed to respond to Israel's recent killing of Hezbollah commanders in Lebanon, but so far has showed restraint. John Kirby says the U.S. is watching the region very closely. Audio courtesy of ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
Well, their rhetoric certainly suggests they're going to try to do something. I mean, just coming out of Tehran, but we don't really know. We're watching this very, very closely to see how, if and how, Hezbollah and or Iran may react, as well as the militia groups in Iraq and Syria. We have to be prepared for some sort of response.
The Israeli military said Nabil Kaup, the deputy head of Hezbollah's Central Council, was killed on Saturday, making him the seventh senior Hezbollah leader slain in Israeli strikes in little over a week. Hezbollah confirmed his death and confirmed senior leader Ali Karaki was killed in Friday's strikes that killed Hassan Nasrallah. Israel says at least 20 other Hezbollah militants were killed in the strike, including two close associates of Nasrallah. Nasrallah's body has been recovered and is intact, a medical source and security source told Reuters on Sunday. An Israeli strike on Lebanon's Bekaa Valley on Sunday killed a senior figure in the Sunni Jamia Islamiyya group, Mohammed Daruj, two security sources told Reuters. Israeli drones hovered over Beirut overnight with the loud blasts of new airstrikes echoing around the Lebanese capital. 14 medics have been killed over the course of 2 days of Israeli strikes, the Lebanese health ministry said in a statement on Sunday. This is VOA News. Austrian voters appear to have handed the first ever general election victory to the far-right Freedom Party and its leader Herbert Kickl on Sunday, according to projections. The Euroskeptic Russia-friendly party held a slim lead in opinion polls for months over Chancellor Karl Niehammer's ruling conservative Austrian People's Party in a campaign dominated by immigration and worries about the economy. The winner will fall short of an absolute majority, but will claim the right to lead a coalition. If confirmed, Kickl's victory may prove problematic, as the 55-year-old is a polarizing figure under whom the other party leaders have refused to serve. He has given no indication so far if he would step aside to ensure his party leads the government. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday marked the 83rd anniversary of a Nazi massacre of more than 30,000 Jewish people at the Babyn Yar Ravine near Kyiv in 1941. It was the largest massacre by the Germans and their local collaborators of Jewish people in Ukraine during World War II. We cannot forget the tragic, terrible times of Nazism and fascism. We must remind everyone of this, not only in Ukraine, but also to remind everyone who is abroad that such terrible times cannot come back again, Zelensky said, addressing the attending representatives from Jewish organizations and foreign diplomats. Grief-stricken residents across the southeastern United States faced the daunting task on Saturday of cleaning up from Hurricane Helene, one of the most powerful and perhaps costliest storms to hit the country, as the death toll continued to rise. Diane Toe from Reuters reports.
Helene was downgraded late Friday to a post-tropical cyclone, but the storm's remnants continue to produce heavy rains, sparking massive flooding and threatening to cause dam failures that could swallow entire towns. Some of the worst downpours hit western North Carolina. On Saturday, President Joe Biden called the storm's devastation overwhelming. According to the White House, Biden directed emergency officials to focus on speeding up support to storm survivors and send additional search and rescue teams to North Carolina.
Diane Toe for Reuters. Hopes of finding any of the 48 migrants from Mali, Mauritania, and Senegal missing since their boat sank near the Spanish island of El Hierro are diminishing, authorities said on Sunday, in what threatens to be the deadliest such incident in 30 years of crossings from Africa to the Canary Islands. Emergency workers say 9 people, one of them a child, had earlier been confirmed as dead after the boat sank in the early hours of Saturday. Taiwan's defense ministry says it detected multiple waves of missile firings within China. Taiwan said it would continuously monitor developments and that its air defenses would maintain a high level of vigilance. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.